Hello and welcome back to the Book Marketing Tips and Author Success Podcast. This was so funny. This week I got a message from somebody on LinkedIn and he was like, he said something about his first book and thanks for your blog. And I said, oh, you got to listen to our podcast. So I sent him the link to the podcast. He was like, oh, this is perfect. I have a long drive ahead of me. He apparently spent 5 hours listening to us on his drive. And I sent that message to Amy. It was like 5 hours of us, right? Yeah.
Like, did we pay him? What was it? It's amazing. I appreciate it so much.
Yeah, we really appreciate. And we've had such a surge in listeners and people sharing it. Like, we've gotten some shares on the Author Guild chat group or whatever. And so we appreciate any time you share this podcast, let us know, tag us in social media. And as ever, we always appreciate reviews wherever you listen to podcasts. And I think he was actually listening on Audible, which is kind of fun. So that's
yeah, I love hearing when people, the different platforms that people use.
I do too. So today we're talking about paid influencer marketing. And we talk a lot about influencer marketing, right? But the paid component kind of came up it just internally with one of our authors. And so I thought it might be a really good idea to do a show on this. But let me start by saying, let me be clear that not all influencer marketing is paid. So when you talk about paid influencer marketing, which is what the show's about, we'll address that. That's different from just pitching influencers on Bookstagram or Twitter or whatever. And the issue, so I know that paid influencer marketing is very attractive. Authors often love to just pay for ads, Facebook ads or heaven forbid, the New York Times ads, which are expensive and don't really get you traction.
Might as well get a new car.
Gosh, they're so expensive. And the idea, I think, of pay for placement is alluring because then authors feel like they can just kind of call it done. In this case, we actually had an influencer who said to us, I will feature your author for $2,000. And I said, no. And that's kind of the basis of the show. I mean, why are you laughing?
And an idea was born.
Part of the reason why I said no was not because I'm opposed to paying for influencer marketing, but I think you have to be really careful with it. And a lot of this started on TikTok because a lot of the influencers there are charging quite a bit of money to, you know, tout a book or a product or something like that. And if they have an avid following, I think it could potentially be great. But the first thing that I think you have to look at, because Amy, I shared this with you too. I know you were on vacation and I was just kind of as an FYI that this was happening is, do they accept everything? Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think that's the first piece of this, because I mean, if they have a strong follower base, they may potentially just take absolutely everything into their feed. And you know, an example of this is the particular influencer that we turned down on behalf of the author had, a great feed. She was in her 20s. She had a lot of sponsored stuff. She also had a cruise that was, you know, she had a sponsorship from some cruise ship organization. And that to me struck me as a mismatch. I mean, Amy, maybe I've missed something. Maybe 20 somethings are all going on cruises now, but that, you know what I mean? That felt like a little bit of a mismatch to me.
Yeah. I feel like you've so many things that you've said so far. I'm like, red flag, my little are going off, because I think that is one of the trickiest parts of this is that there are no rules.
That's, you know, it.
There are no rules. And there are some influencers that, yes, they are very specific about what they take. They are very much true to their own aesthetic, their own interests, things like that. But the vast majority are literally just trying to make it.
Yeah.
And they will take anything anybody is willing to pay them for.
Right.
And those are such two different extremes. And it's really hard, unless you follow these people for a long time, you really, you know what I mean, to know which ones make sense and which ones don't.
Right. Exactly. And one of the things that I looked at, aside from this cruise post, which totally threw me, was what is the, because now, you know, you have to specify when something, when you have been paid to do something, right? There, you have to, it has to be listed as sponsored post, or I got this book in exchange for what, you know, whatever. You have to be full disclosure with this. Mm-hmm. And when I looked at her feed, I looked at the post that she did, just she was driving to work and she had a thought or whatever, versus her sponsored post and what the engagement looked like. The engagement dropped significantly on the sponsored posts. And
yep,
I think that's kind of normal, because we are, you know, we are in a culture, we get sold so much that we're a little bit tired of seeing like, oh, sponsored. I mean, if I look at somebody's Instagram feed and I see a lot of sponsored posts, which was in this case, that's a little bit of a turnoff to me.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, yeah, 100%. I mean, and kind of parallel to this, to some degree, with Bookstagrammers, I've been seeing more often, it's more prevalent now, that you'll see on their accounts where they'll straight up say like, I didn't have time to read this one, but here's a shout out. And it's like, ooh, ouch. You know what I mean? Like when you're surrounded by books that they have very much embraced and read and given their detailed, you know what I mean, feedback and recommendations, and then to be the book that gets the kind of the courtesy, you know, so I think that's something else to look out for as well. Like, are they consistent with how they approach presenting everything that they do? Or do they have these, you know, kind of blips of, okay, I'll throw this one a bone. Like, are there rules about that? Do you pay differently? Or could you just end up being one of those if they get bogged down, you know?
Right. Exactly. Because there are some Bookstagrammer lists. There are some Bookstagrammers who will do paid placements for their book list, right? So if you want to get on their book list, in almost every case, the paid placement is not terribly expensive, right? Mm-hmm. And the lists are very curated. So they're, you know, they don't go off brand. They're books that they would have read. They make the book list for a specific reason, but the placement costs you, whether it's $100 or $200, whatever. It's not like $2,000 to get onto, to get onto their list. The issue that I have is you really have to look at the feed. So I follow some, you know, I follow people on Instagram, both different, you know, not always, you know, book people, but other, you know, type of things. And you look at their feeds and you see, okay, so they have all of these posts and every once in a while they'll do a sponsored post. Whereas with the influencer that I was looking at who wanted the $2,000, you know, she had maybe for every, you know, she had one post and then she had five sponsored posts and then she had one post and five. And so it's also not, you know, it dilutes their feed in a, you know, in a weird way. But, you know, the other piece of this is too, is that you have to remember, and I hate the term ROI, but I'm just going to put this in the podcast and Amy, please don't hang up, but you have to ask yourself, what's the ROI for $2,000 or whatever that. And I keep coming back to that just because it's top of mind. So a lot of magazines now, like major business magazines, you can pay them $2,000 and get an article in their online magazine, right? Is it going to be worth your time? Are you going to get enough of a bounce from that? Whatever you want that bounce to be, you want to get speaking engagements or build your platform or whatever, if you're going to make that investment. And I think that's really what you have to ask yourself.
Yeah. And I think, yes, absolutely. And I really liked your point. I want to, you know, emphasize that again, that paying does not always mean quality, you know? So paying sounds like a great way to check something off your list. It sounds easier, you know, than pitching dozens and dozens of people and getting no's, you know, organically. Like, I totally get it. But unfortunately, again, no rules, So just because you paid for something doesn't mean it's going to serve you well.
Right. So I think you just have to be discerning. And at the same time, I mean, I think there are a lot of good opportunities because I've seen some, and we always refer to them as bookstagrammers, but they're, you know, book lovers, whatever, they fall into different categories, who do like book bags. And it's $50 to get your book in the book bag, and they promote it on their feed. And the $50 really just covers, because at some point they have to mail the book bag out to the winner or whatever, if they're doing a contest. I don't think that that's unreasonable. And I think there are a lot of good opportunities out there. I really just thought it was important to do this show because you want to know how to discern the opportunities, just because they give you, they're like, oh my gosh, I'm going to do this and it's going to be X amount of dollars. You necessarily have to, you know, work out that money.
I think that's a good point too, Penny. And keeping in mind what they go through on their end to make it happen as well. I know you chatted with one of our previous authors recently about podcasts and we, you know, things like that. And he was very candid that, and I think he does a podcast himself. And he said, you know, a lot of podcasts now, it's not unusual to see anywhere from $100 to $200 because they do have to cover production costs.
Sure.
You know, there are costs that go into maintaining certain platforms and certain forms of media. So I think that's also something to keep in mind. You know, how much makes sense to pay an Instagrammer who simply has to post an image with a few sentences versus somebody who's actually running a podcast, who is putting out content? You know what I mean? Like, there are different levels of effort that go into creating content depending on the media type as well.
No, I think keep that in mind. Yeah. That's a very good point. And the other piece of this, though, too, and I've neglected to tell you this, but I've started doing a lot more. I've started putting myself out there to do a lot more podcast interviews. And I've gotten weird requests for, not necessarily weird, but I've gotten invitations to be on other shows for a fee, right? Mm-hmm. And as you said, they have production costs, they have this, they have that. So the other piece of, and this is a little bit of an offshoot from quote unquote influencer marketing, but the other piece is that you may see podcasts that are now charging for an interview. And I would say the same rules really apply. What's their listener base? How many reviews do they have? What, you know, you're not going to be able to really tell what their downloads are, but you know, how pop is the podcast really popular for you? I'm seeing a lot of that. I think I've gotten four or five of those invitations just this week. So I think that a lot of people are using podcasting also as a means to, you know, to make some money.
Yeah. And how are they using that content? You know, are they promoting it?
Well,
on
that's
social
the thing
media?
Too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
you want to see that content is going beyond just podcast page. You know, are they featuring it on their social? What's really great is when you see if a show does guests, that's why potentially going on there. Are those guests tagging the show? You know, how much engagement is happening, you know, beyond the show, I think is a real tell as well.
Right. Exactly. So, you know, and finally, I think it's worth mentioning that I know it's at times it feels a little desperate to get eyes on your book. I completely understand that feeling of like, oh my gosh, I should just pay this money. But there are still a lot of opportunities out there. And I encourage you, if you, like I said, if you feel like the influencer or the podcast or whatever has enough traction that paying them is going to be worthwhile, great. But if you're doubtful, take a look and see what other opportunities are out there that you could do that aren't going to cost you your entire marketing budget. Thank you so much for tuning. Thank you so much for tuning in. Amy, I'm sorry. Did you want to say something? Because I just walked all over.
No. I was just agreeing with your final closeout statement.
Yeah. I just think that there are a lot of opportunities out there. I think you're going to start to see a lot more. You're going to see a lot of people trying to charge and pay. And look, we all have to make money because we run a business and we have to charge for what we do. But just make sure that there's enough value in it to make it worth your while. Thank you so much for tuning in. Once again, we love our listeners, anywhere you listen to podcasts, leave us a review, send us a show idea, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.